Minutes matter. In stroke, heart disease, and colon cancer prevention, FDA-cleared AI is shaving time to diagnosis or treatment when it counts most. What changes with AI? Faster specialist alerts in stroke, non-invasive blood flow modeling to avoid unnecessary caths, and real-time polyp prompts during colonoscopy. Each story includes timelines, without AI versus with AI, plain English explainers, and checklists for patients and health system leaders. Patients can ask today about AI-assisted options. Coverage and access vary by facility and workflow readiness. Wearables help but do not replace care. Smartwatch AFib features are screening aids with clear limits. Why minutes matter now? TikTok, slurred speech on a Saturday morning. A spouse dials 911. The CT spins up while software quietly checks for a clot. In cardiology clinic, a color map from yesterday's CT shows which narrowing truly restricts blood flow. No waiting weeks for an invasive test. In a routine colonoscopy, a subtle flat polyp flashes on screen before the scope passes by. This guide focuses on three time critical moments: stroke triage, coronary decision making, and colon cancer prevention, where AI and healthcare can shorten time to diagnosis and treatment. For each, you'll find a clear timeline, an explainer, and practical steps for patients and leaders. Story 1: stroke, from ER triage to thrombectomy. The first hour, a scene EMS rolls in, blood pressure, cuffs, and oxygen. The non-contrast head CT starts. While images are still uploading, software scans for signs of a large vessel occlusion, LVO, or intracranial hemorrhage, ICH. A secure alert with key images pings the on-call specialist's phone. The stroke team mobilizes before the scan finishes. Stroke workflow. Without AI versus with AI, with IVL and registration, transport to CT images, upload to PACS, radiologist review in queue. Page stroke neurointerventional team decision and thrombectomy needed. With AI arrival, CT starts immediately. AI flags suspected LVOICH during image transfer. Automatic specialist alert with key images. Parallel prep, stroke team and thrombectomy suite. Confirm on full diagnostic review, treat or transfer, plain English explainer. What the computer is looking for. Patterns on head CT or CT angiography consistent with a large vessel occlusion, e.g. terminal ICA or MCM1, or evidence of intracranial bleeding. Examples of FDA-cleared modules include software that detects suspected LVO on CTH on non-contrast CT, enabling rapid notification to specialists as a triage aid, CTA LVO detection, ICH detection on CT. When a human double-checks, these tools support workflow and are not standalone diagnoses. Radiologists and stroke neurologists confirm findings before thrombolysis or thrombectomy. Clinical decision support, not diagnosis. What gets recorded? Automated timestamps, scan start, AI alert, clinician acknowledgement, audit trails in PACS EMR, and the alert distribution list to the stroke team. Mobile alert with compressed images. FDA cleared example and deployment. One cleared system analyzes CT-CTA for suspected LVO and ICH and pushes secure notifications to specialists to speed triage. First de novo for stroke triage AI. Clearance records describe the modules and mobile alert workflow for CTA LVO and ICH on CT, LVO triage module, ICH triage module. These tools route DICOM images in parallel with standard care to reduce time to specialist notification, a key driver of door-to-treatment in thrombectomy pathways, parallel triage workflow. Peer-reviewed analyses associate implementation with faster notifications and procedural milestones, such as shorter CT to recanalization intervals in LVO care, shorter CT to recanalization time. Availability varies. The FDA maintains a public list of AIML-enabled devices with links to summaries and labeling. AIML device list. What this means for you: call 911 immediately for stroke symptoms. Note the last known well time. At triage, a family member can share symptom onset, medications, and medical history quickly. It's reasonable to ask, do you have AI-assisted stroke triage with rapid specialist alerts? Care should not be delayed to obtain it. What leaders should do next? Harden DICOM routing so CT-CTA feed AI triage in parallel with PACS. Verify 24/7 alerting to on-call teams, mobile alert workflow. Set door-to-imaging targets and escalation policies. Test neurointerventional coverage or transfer agreements. Establish governance for false positives, negatives, and run periodic quality audits tied to time metrics, workflow, and validation parameters. Story 2: heart disease. Avoiding unnecessary invasive cath with FFRCT. The clinic day, a seen stable chest pain, intermediate risk. Instead of weeks of serial testing, a coronary CT angiography is performed. Software uses the same CT to produce a color map of simulated blood flow significance, showing which narrowing actually limits flow. The plan changes. Medical therapy now, cath later only if needed, coronary decision making. Without AI versus with AI, without AI clinic visit and initial testing, stress test, often equivocal, schedule diagnostic cath, cath lab decides, treat or no intervention with AI clinic visit, CCTA acquisition, FFR CT analysis from the same CT data. Targeted decision, optimal meds versus cath, fewer invasive steps, faster clarity, plain English explainer, what the computer is looking for. Using your CCTA, software builds a 3D model of the coronary arteries and simulates blood flow to estimate fractional flow reserve, FFRCT, a physiologic measure of how much a narrowing reduces flow, FFRCT overview. When a human double-checks, cardiologists interpret FFRCT in context symptoms, risk, medications, and CT image quality before recommending medical therapy, further testing, or invasive angiography, clinical use in CAD. What gets recorded: CCTA source images, FFRCT maps, an interpretive report, and the clinical rationale for the chosen pathway. Access and eligibility: FFRCT is typically used for stable chest pain with intermediate likelihood of obstructive disease and adequate CCTA quality. Artifacts, e.g. heavy calcification or motion, can limit utility. Medicare recognizes FFRCT with a Category 1 code. Ask about CPT code 75580, and many centers provide results within 1 to 2 days. Coverage and indications. Questions to ask: is FRCT available here from my CCTA? How quickly will results be back, and how will they change the plan? Will this help decide if I truly need a cath? What will insurance cover? And what are my out-of-pocket costs? What this means for you: if you're scheduled for testing for stable chest pain, ask whether a CCTA with FFRCT could answer the key question non-invasively. Request that your clinician explain the FFRCT numbers and how they relate to your symptoms and medications. Confirm coverage using the procedure code your clinic provides at 75582. What leader should do next? Standardize CCTA protocols and image quality thresholds for FFRCT readiness. Technical considerations. Set SLAs for data transfer and result turnaround. Ensure staffing for timely review and patient outreach. Embed documentation templates linking FFRCT results to decisions, including prior authorization support and alternatives to low-value diagnostic caths. Story 3, colon cancer prevention. AI during colonoscopy, the screening moment, a scene. The scope advances. A faint flat lesion on the right wall could be missed at a glance. An on-screen box appears. The endoscopist pauses, inspects, and removes the polyp. It's documented with a time-stamped alert and sent for pathology, colonoscopy detection. Without AI versus with AI without AI. Bowel prep colonoscopy with manual visual scan. Some subtle flat polyps are missed. Fewer polyps detected and removed with AI bowel prep. Real-time AI prompts during withdrawal. Marginal polyps highlighted for inspection. Removal and documented detections, plain English explainer. What the computer is looking for, frame-by-frame visual features that suggest polyp candidates. The system draws a box or marker to prompt closer inspection by the endoscopist. Computer-aided detection overview. When a human double-checks, the endoscopist verifies each alert. AI does not remove anything, it only points out potential findings. What gets recorded: video frames or snapshots with alert timestamps, polyp size and location, and pathology results after removal. Why it matters: randomized trials show AI-assisted colonoscopy can raise adenoma detection rate, ADR. One multicenter trial reported ADR of 54.8% with AI versus 44% with standard colonoscopy, 54.8%, 44%, and reviews suggest AI can roughly have miss rates for small adenomas, lower adenoma miss rate. That said, a 2024 systematic review concluded the long-term impact on colorectal cancer incidence remains uncertain, underscoring the need for continued outcomes research, uncertain long-term outcomes. What this means for you: for average-risk adults, start routine screening at age 45, unless your clinician advises earlier based on family history or other risks. Screening age 45 to 75. Ask if your endoscopy center offers FDA-cleared AI prompts during colonoscopy. Good bowel prep still matters. Follow instructions to maximize polyp detection. If you have higher risk, e.g. certain family histories, confirm your interval and modality with your clinician. Family history adjustments. What leaders should do next: integrate AI-assisted detection into quality programs with dashboards for ADR and withdrawal time, colonoscopy quality metrics. Establish clinician training and credentialing. Define policies for documenting alerts and follow-up. Plan procurement, maintenance, and video processor compatibility. Monitor cost and throughput impacts. Know your options. A short patient guide: when to ask about AI-assisted options, emergencies, stroke. Ask whether rapid CT and AI-assisted triage with specialist alerts are in place without delaying care. Elective outpatient, chest pain. Ask if CCTA with FFR CT could clarify the need for CAT screening, colonoscopy. Ask if real-time AI prompts are available to help catch subtle polyps. Insurance and facility questions: is the tool available here? If not, where is the nearest site that offers it? Is there any additional cost to me? Which code will be billed? E.g., ask about CPT 7580 for FFR CT. What are the alternatives if this option isn't available? Informed consent basics: AI supports clinicians. Humans make the decisions. Every test can have false positives, negatives. Ask how that's handled. Ask what data are stored, who can see it, and how long it's retained. Quality and equity. Access, workarounds, and policy. Access can differ between urban and rural settings. Stroke networks often rely on cloud-based image sharing and mobile notifications to extend specialist reach. FFR CT services can be delivered from standard CCTA data acquired locally and AI colonoscopy modules retrofit to common endoscopy systems. If your hospital doesn't have these tools, ask about referral pathways to a center that does, or whether images can be sent for remote analysis. Policy and reimbursement shape adoption. Clear coding and coverage, like the Category 1 designation for FFR CT, encourage consistent use where appropriate. Category 1 CPT listing. Public device listings can help verify what's cleared and how it's intended to be used. FDA AIML device list. Myth versus reality. Wearables and Abreality, an FDA-cleared smartwatch ECG app, is over-the-counter software for users 22 and older to record a single-lead ECG and classify AFib or normal sinus rhythm, intended users and indications. An irregular rhythm notification feature passively checks for possible AFib and prompts a recording or medical follow-up. It does not diagnose by itself irregular rhythm notification. These features cannot detect a heart attack. Chest pain or pressure warrants emergency care, not for heart attack detection. Myths to avoid: a normal watch reading means I'm cleared. False. Wearables are screening aids. Symptoms still require clinical evaluation. Clinical follow-up needed. All watch health claims are FDA approved. False. The FDA warns against smartwatches or rings that claim to measure blood glucose non-invasively. None are authorized. FDA safety communication. When to seek care: go now for chest pain, pressure, or shortness of breath. Contact your clinician for repeated AFib notifications, new palpitations, dizziness, or fainting. Conclusion: the 60-minute advantage, right tool, right moment. AI now helps teams spot brain bleeds and clots faster, decide who truly needs a cath, and catch polyps that might otherwise be missed. The payoff is time, often in the first hour, without replacing the expertise of clinicians. One-page actions for patients and families: stroke, call 911, note last known well, and bring medication lists. Ask about rapid CT and AI-assisted triage. Do not delay care. Chest pain: ask if CCTA with FRCT can clarify your need for cath. Review coverage and timing. FFRCT overview. Screening: start colorectal screening at 45 if average risk. Ask about AI-assisted colonoscopy. Optimize your prep. USPSTF recommendation. Wearables: treat watch alerts as prompts, not permission to ignore symptoms, AFib notification intent. For health system leaders: stroke, validate DICOM routing to AI triage, test 24/7 alerting, hardwire escalation and transfer policies, audit time metrics, parallel triage design. Cardiology: standardize CCTA for FFRCT, set turnaround SLAs, align documentation and prior authorization, monitor cath avoidance where safe, coding reference. GI: train clinicians on AI prompts, track ADR and workflow, document detections and pathology, evaluate cost and compatibility, quality metrics. Equity: map availability across sites, build referral pathways, and use public device listings to standardize safety and intent. FDA AIML device list.